Sounds like a good daydream, but...
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was Lights of Euphoria from their latest disc, Fortune Teller. That is, coincidentally enough, the title track, and that is Fortune Teller. Before that, you heard Velvet Acid Christ from their brand new single, Dial 8. That was, that was Dial 8, and that was the Bound and Gagged remix. Pretty much the best of the three, in my opinion. The disc also comes with a video in MPEG format, which I'm going to have to get off my butt and get put up for the next Real Synthetic video any day now. But again, this all depends on when I can get off my butt and actually, you know, get it done. We started things off with a band by the name of Imperative Reaction from their first and only disc thus far, the Eulogy for a Sick Child. There's a track called The Settling / Flight. Apparently there should be a new album out in the coming months from Imperative Reaction. Stories that I've heard has been that the label's really pushing to get some new material out, and it has been 2 years, so it's got to be coming any time now. Speaking of coming any time now, Lost Signals Catharsis should be here any week, we hope, as well as the new Assemblage 23 disc Failure. Of course, both discs, as soon as they get out, will be heavily featured in rotation. We're also going to, next week, we're going to have a whole bunch of new stuff from Gash Records, proudly Canadian. Unfortunately, the stuff that they just sent me got here just after I had gotten the show pretty much compiled, so rather than trash what I'd already done, I figured, well, I'll just put all this stuff off for next week. So we've got the brand new NCC, a Gas View, and Concrete Nature coming up for you next week. But in the meantime, we're going to continue on with some other brand new stuff. This is, again, from the brand new Project Pitchfork disc, Demonion, which apparently is Greek mythology. I can't remember what it means off the top of my head, like a demon, that sort of thing. And this is a track called We Are One. I am DJ Todd. You are listening to Real Synthetic Audio. there's a blast from the, I guess, the early days of my clubbing. That was Killing Joke from their, that was from the album Pandemonium, but that version of the track was from the Millennium single, and of course that was Millennium. And that came out about the exact same time as Frontline Assembly's Millennium, so that always caused a little bit of confusion at the clubs. But I do actually remember when that came out 7 years ago. Yeah, it would have been about 7 years ago, 94. They actually came to Toronto and played at the Opera House, and I went to see them there, and that was a really, really good concert. They put on a really, really good show, and they played a lot of their older stuff as well as, at the time, their newer stuff, and that was really fun. Of course, before that, you heard the brand new Project Pitchfork, and I think we're going to carry on with a track that, this CD is really one of my favorites, Everything is Dead and Gone by Crocodile Shop. I'll tell you a little story. The last time I went on vacation to the Caribbean back in, I guess it would have been 99, I packed a bunch of CDs with me to take with me to listen while I was down there, and I accidentally only packed two, and that was one of them. And man, let me tell you, I listened to that disc a lot, and I really gave it a chance to grow on me. So I'm going to play my favorite track from that disc. This is Crocodile Shop with one of my favorite croc tunes. This is a track called Useless. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. was Wump's Cut from the last good album that they ever did from Embryo Dead. That was Is It You? And they did a good single. Ich Spiel Dich was a good single, but I was really not impressed with the last album or two. And I think that the next couple of Wump's Cut discs that come out, I think I'm going to, this is going to be one of those things where I'm going to have to listen to it before I just blindly buy it. I remember when they were the talk of the internet. They were the darlings of the internet, and they've Rudy has kind of fallen out of favor because I think the last couple of discs have been more of a cookie cutter sort of thing, and the brilliance that was there doesn't seem to be there anymore. Oh well, whenever I get bored, I can always listen to Funker. there's a Freudian slip. Bunker Gate 7. Man, I'm gonna have to discipline myself for that. Anyways, what would real synthetic audio be without some synth pop? Well, it wouldn't be real synthetic audio, would it? So we're going to end the show off this week with this band took a long time to grow on me because they are really lightweight, even for synth pop, in my opinion. They're not neuroactive. This is Cosmicity from their brand new double CD Resynthesized, and this is from the second disc, Rare and Delicious. This is Too Far Gone, and this is the extremely no good mix, but I think it's really good. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
We'll be right back.